John, thanks for joining us this week.
Hi, Tom.
I guess first off, before we get into where things stand with the restoration project, just remind us exactly what the goal here is at Prime Hook.
Well, the goal is to restore the refuge as a preserve for migratory birds. It was set up in the 1960s as a magnet for migrating birds, but in the last over the last decade, its value has been eroded by the fact that there's been a great deal of flooding, and that's been because of a series of dune breaches that have opened up, allowing the waters of the Delaware Bay to pour into the reserve and flood areas of salt marsh, which in turn reduces its biodiversity. So what they intend to what they are doing about this is number one, closing the breaches which have been there since as a result of a series of storms since 2008, and that's now done. They're also dredging 22 miles of channels in the coastal impoundment that will allow the restoration of tidal flows. And then they're building up the marsh with the material that's been dredged from the bottom of the impoundments, and spreading that material so that creating some more habitat where marsh vegetation can be can reestablish itself.
And where do we stand right now in the process, and what's left to be done?
Well, the project is very well underway. The beach and dune restoration component of it is I'm told by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that's due for completion in late February. The marsh restoration part, which includes the dredging that I mentioned, that is paused for the moment, but that's due to restart, I believe, in early March, and that is scheduled for completion over the summer.
And the project got a bit of a test with last month's major winter storm, particularly, I guess, the work on the beaches and with the breaches. How did it fare, and what, if anything, did it tell officials about the work they've done already?
Well, fish and wildlife officials are very encouraged by how the restoration project survived during winter storm Jonas. The breaches, the newly filled breaches, all held up very well. As did the dunes and the restored beaches. And the reason for this, according to project manager Bart Wilson, is that because of the particular design of the restored beach and dunes, which he said are very low and broad and with low angles, which reduces the impact that the dunes have to take from the ocean during the storm. He was very encouraged by the fact that the project managed to weather that storm very well. There was, however, another part of the shoreline, which is a little way south of where the main dune restoration has been taking place. At this particular location, there was some new dune breaching, and that's near to the community of Prime Hook Beach, and as a result of that incident, the restoration project is being extended to fill those breaches as well.
Ultimately, does it appear this project is going to achieve its goal of restoring the natural habitat? And I guess, you know, how quickly will they have a sense of that and what it will look like?
Well, I think it's a little early to tell whether it's going to restore its natural habitat, but there is There's some early anecdotal evidence that that it's beginning to achieve its goals. I was speaking with a resident of Prime Hook Beach earlier today, and he tells me that the water level in one of the impoundments, which is directly to the west of the beach community, has actually gone down since the breaches were filled, and that's a very significant thing for the folks who live there, because they are entirely dependent on a very thin ribbon of road that is Prime Hook Road that connects their barrier island with the mainland. And it's only just a couple of feet above the level of the impoundment, and for years now that road, like the community in general, has been subject to severe and frequent flooding, especially during high tides and especially during storms.
So they are seeing a little bit of relief in that community from this project already.
Yes, they are. They are quite encouraged, I think, by the. By the work that's gone on so far, and it's also worth pointing out that they are looking forward to the construction of a new bridge, which will replace about a 70-foot stretch of the roadway that going across the impoundment, and that will not only lessen the chances that residents have to deal with flooding on that road, but it will also encourage the tidal flows within the impoundment, and those are part of the overall design of the restoration project.
John, getting back to the habitat part of it, if it is successful, what are people going to see? What is the habitat going to look like? If it comes back, what will be there? What will, I guess, encourage it to be back to what people would consider what is acceptable or what is wanted?
Yeah, well, what the architects of this grand plan, and by the way, it's a huge project. It's $38 million worth. What the architects of this plan want to do is to reestablish the marsh, and they're going to be looking very closely in the spring of 2017 for the first signs that the vegetation that they're hoping that it's going to return will actually return. And over time, if that happens, then the marsh, they're hoping that the marsh will attract wildlife such as different species of fish and crabs, and that in turn will attract more birds, and as a consequence of that whole process, the refuge's goal, refuge's historical role, I guess, as a refuge for migratory birds, will be built up.
And ultimately, if this does prove successful, how exportable is it? How much is what's being done here at Prime Hook serve as an example for what can be done elsewhere, or is this confined to this particular project in this particular area?
Well, no, I don't think it is. I was chatting this morning with DENREC Secretary David Small, and he said that the Prime Hook restoration could well become a model for other projects in the state. And he mentioned in particular Little Creek and Port Mahon as being state-run preserves nearby that have similar challenges to in relation to coastal flooding that Prime Hook does, and so he was optimistic that some of the lessons that are being learned during the Prime Hook restoration could actually be applied elsewhere.